Well, hello, Brian.
Hey, Derek. It's so nice to be on my honeymoon with you today. It's so nice that we got rid of Sarah.
Step into the cabana and let's do a radio show together.
Garçon, another Mai Tai, please.
Yes.
That's a drink people get, isn't it?
Moi aussi, s'il vous plaît.
Or on a French island, apparently.
Yes. Location to be determined in French Polynesia.
On the tropical beaches.
Welcome to another edition of Rock O'Clock.
Always live from exotic locales.
From French Polynesia, where we will be playing a French Polynesian themed radio show today. Only songs from the island of French Polynesia.
Just like always.
Yes, but yeah, today it's special. So, but yeah, we're just going to play some songs. Maybe they're from French Polynesia, maybe they're not. There are lots of ways. It is extreme long distance if you would like to request something today, but call, of course, 648-5925. If you want to be our special request friend.
Long distance charges definitely apply.
Yeah, you can also...
Calling all the way there.
Exactly. Or you can send us a letter. It takes 6 to 8 weeks to arrive, and we won't be here. The cabana will be vacant, and we will be gone, but that's okay. In spirit, we'll be here.
The waves really got really quiet there. And
well, we closed the tent flap in the cabana. I'm just going to open those up again.
Oh.
That wasn't it at all. There we go. There we go. So what do we want to hear today, Brian?
Well, I grabbed some CDs that I brought in my carry-on. I decided not to bring any clothes, that I would just bring CDs. That's all right because it's only the first day and I have one pair of underwear that is doing all right, but probably going to be some holes in it by the end of the week.
Well, there's always three holes in your underwear. Otherwise, how would you put them on?
There might be more than three by the end of the week.
Well, there's four. No, there's always four holes in underwear. That everyone forgets about the mystery fourth hole that serves no purpose whatsoever. That I don't understand. That's something I don't understand about underwear design. Male underwear design. I don't get that. The front hole makes no sense. I don't know anyone who's ever used that. Not that we discuss it at great length or anything, but it seems...
This is verging on inappropriate.
It seems highly unpractical or impractical.
Oh, man, what a storm. These waves are getting out of hand.
Yeah, we got to close that tent flap again.
The waves are really interrupting our radio program.
I know. That's
this is
that.
Much more difficult than I ever imagined it would be.
Come on, nature. Get with it.
So this is the first week that Derek and I have done a radio program together in many weeks.
Yes.
And it's such a special occasion that we decided to go away and celebrate.
Yeah, this is our Brian, as you alluded to, recently married. Did you just allude to that?
Sure.
You alluded to the honeymoon.
I alluded that we were on a honeymoon.
Oh, okay. Okay, so.
Derek and I didn't get married, but we are on a honeymoon together.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what we do. That's the way we roll on the Rock O'Clock. It's a rule of the station. If you have a co-host, you have to be married to that co-host. it's a really troublesome little asterisk at the bottom of the application.
So, people are always really shocked and surprised by it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd done the radio show a few times and then Derek came back, but then I wasn't available. And then we had another week that Derek wasn't available and the show's been trucking on, but it just hasn't been the same. So we decided to say, you know what? stop all this foolishness. Let's just get married and have to do the radio show.
Yeah, we're both of our names are in the application now, so it's actually in the asterisk denotes that it has to happen. So we might as well just do it. And we went down to French Polynesia and we had a little wedding, and here we are. Bing, bang, boom.
Told you all these ridiculous tales. I mean, truths.
Truth, yes.
We'll get in some music. Derek has a big old pile there. Generally, as most radio programs happen, 10 times as large as it needs to be. And we'll never touch half the CDs.
That's the way it is. Just like some kind of exotic, like Thanksgiving dinner or something.
And we're going to play some of those songs for you. We're going to go and have our dinner.
Yep.
Under candlelight and out in underneath the stars.
Exactly.
And hopefully you join us for the next hour and a half-ish.
Yep. Sounds about right. Like I mentioned, if you want requests, if you have requests, 648-5925. And you can listen through local FM, localfm.ca. I'm getting that all wrong because I can't read
it. No, you're right.
And whoa, I did it.
You can also, if you're some weird guy, you can listen on your television to the radio.
And I am.
And some people do this. It's kind of neat, actually. I have done it. The channels are Rogers. If you're a Rogers customer, you go to channel 949. Or if you have Alliant, you go to 824. And then you can listen to the radio on the television. If for some reason you're listening right now and you would rather listen on your television, you can do that.
And you can have a puppet. You can make a custom puppet by a Derek puppet and Brian puppet, and then act out act out the radio show on your own.
All right. So what do you have lined up first, Derek?
Okay, too much. We have Wolf Parade with You Are a Runner and I Am My Father's Son. It's off their self-titled release from way back in 2005.
Sorry, Derek. Sometimes I just don't play. Sometimes I think I lose patience with the games we're playing.
Yeah.
And I do the same thing to Anthony. And
all right, Derek, wrap it up. We're done.
Time for music.
We're done here, Derek.
If I was a listener, I would be thinking, I sure would like to listen to some music right now.
I suppose. Well, here it is. We'll be back with more Monkey Shines and
shenanigans
for you later. Here it is.
Disgraceful and immigrant punk. Upon arriving to the melting pot, I get penciled in as a goddamn white. Now that I am categorized, officer gets me naturalized. Immigrant punk, immigrant punk. Now that I'm living up in God knows where, sometimes it gets hard without a friend. But as I am lurking around, I see another immigrant punk. There is a little punk rock mafia everywhere you go. She is good to me and I'm good to her. Immigrant punk. Immigrant punk. Immigrant punk. Despite the living in the USA, I'm still holding up in all my ways. I got a friend, we got a band, we still make sound. You can't stand without banging on some big old pot without getting out of bed. But I'm relaxed, I'm just lurking around. Hosa, I see another immigrant punk. There is a little punk rock mafia everywhere you go. She is good to me and I'm good to her. Lurking around, I got a method and you don't. You got a dictionary kicking around. Look up the immigrant punk. Punk, immigrant punk, immigrant punk, immigrant punk. Immigrant punk, immigrant punk, immigrant punk. Yes, punk.
Welcome back to the French Polynesian edition of Rock O'Clock with Derek Wirtz, Brian Cleveland. What have you been listening to so far, Brian? Anything exciting?
Well, we just heard a track that is, I think, a bit of a transition track because it wasn't as dancey as I expected, but it's still pretty good. It is from the electronic artist Champion from the new album Degree One, and a track called Ursula before that. You heard Bear Mountain with a track called Swim, Gorgol Bordello and Immigrant Punk, and starting off the program was Disco Sheets by Wolf Parade.
Yeah, that was supposed to be another song, but that's what happy surprises do. That was supposed to be something else, so yeah. But we're gonna keep on rocking and rolling. Do you have any Brian, do you have any requests as a person closest?
I think we should go on a treasure hunt.
You and I?
On the beach.
Do we have a metal detector?
Let's just fashion one like Gilligan style.
With a coconut?
Yeah. What else do you need, probably?
Determination.
To make something out of a battery.
Some stick-to-itiveness.
What if we stuck a coconut and a crab on a branch?
That might work.
And yeah, we'll make our electricity out of bananas.
We're talking about 50s technology, I guess. And television 50s technology at that, so who knows.
Maybe we'll find some treasure.
I wonder how many parts of the paint of the actual airplane they scavenged. Or no, it wasn't an air. That was what? That's a dumb situation because it was a boat. They didn't. I was thinking that they crashed on.
Derek, do you not know the premise of Gilligan's Island?
No, but when they all crashed on an airplane,
that's Lost.
And only six of them survived.
Derek, are you mistaking Lost and Gilligan's Island
yes.
for the same thing?
Yes, I guess I am.
They're quite different.
Yeah,
I mean, I never really watched Gilligan's Island much, but I get the impression they're not very similar.
You could harvest parts of a tour boat, though. And make something really special. It's probably better.
Are you suggesting that we're stranded on this island?
No, I'm suggesting that we can probably find a stranded tour boat somewhere and make something out of it. Or just go to the metal detector rental shop.
On the north side of the island.
Yeah, and the
not tourism, too far away.
The tourist heavy side of the island, French Polynesia, where they rent all the metal detectors.
And sand buggies, dune buggies.
Yeah, and novelty t-shirts.
Which one's your favorite?
The one that says, I came to French Polynesia and all I got was this novelty t-shirt. That's my favorite one by far.
It's pretty original. It's pretty clever.
It's accurate and somewhat ironic, too. It has ironic credibility as well. So, yeah. You heard this album. We were just talking about this, the Arts and Crafts album. Do you have a favorite track off that?
Well, there's a track from two artists that are like the two newest artists on their label, I think, which are two artists I really enjoy a lot. Golden Youth, who have a new record out this year that's been getting spun on the station a decent amount, that is eluding my vision. There it is.
Gold and Youth? It's called Golden Youth or Gold and Youth?
It's Gold and Youth, and they have a new record out called Beyond Wilderness, and I just launched it on the ground out of the box somewhere, but it doesn't matter because we're not playing that. I just wanted to look at it.
I just want to throw it in the ground.
And then an artist who put out one of my favorite records last year, definitely my favorite Canadian artist released record last year, called Trust. And they do a track on here called Lady Bird. And yeah, this is from this really cool Arts and Crafts collection. They put out two collections to commemorate their 10 years. And the first one was a double album of like B-sides and singles and rarities and stuff, and then this one is this 10-track album featuring collaborations between all the bands on their roster, such as like Apostle Puzzle, Zeus, Feist, Timber Timber, Broken Social Scene, lots of cool stuff like that. So yeah, you should check it out. It's cool.
It sounds like a real Broken Social Scene type of project. Seems right in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, the Broken Social Scene song's really cool too, actually.
They just jam all their people together, get them all in the room and draw straws, basically. That's what it seems like to me. That's what I imagine happening at the Arts and Crafts headquarters, their Christmas party. Let's make a record, everyone. Everyone throw your shoes in a pile, and I will pick out two shoes, and whoever shoes those are, you have to make a song together. And it has to be done tonight.
And it better be awesome, and we're going to put it on a record.
Or you're fired. All right, well, here's that. What song? Track?
This song is called Lady Bird. It is by Gold and Youth and
right.
Trust.
There we go. You're listening to it. Keep on listening. Rock O'Clock on CFMH 107.3 the FM.
I'm going to go catch a bird.
Yay!
Channels missing you in every lonely motel room, blowing smoke out of an inch of open window. Good morning, night, or was it good night, morning? I didn't see the light, but I heard the rooster crow, and it's all over. Time and again, lonely is as lonely does, but lonely is not what you want to be. I can see it now. Nothing's ever as it seems, even sober now. And anyway, I woke up from a dream, and now I can't get back to sleep. Awake, a call, the maids in the hall, do not disturb. I turn over the world and leave. A taxi waits out in the street for my suitcase to take me away. I'm living the dream. Shadows missing you, the way back home in the rearview, blowing smoke out of an inch of open window. Thank you.
Ever since the tight and bloody, you've been racing round and ready. You can see your friends and family when you're cold and lonely. Wanna get yourself ahead, shift her down instead. Fancy's on the shelf, getting head up your cell. Early waking, legs are shaking, muscles shaking, faster learning, pupils squirming, memory burning, keep your shirt on. Dinners, it's still cooking. So I threw it on the grill, but I know you'd zap it still. Fleeing from last place at such a reckless pace. How's a moment's grace? Slow and steady wins the race. Wanna get yourself ahead? Shift her down instead. Patsy's on the shelf, getting head up yourself.
Fever pinching,
subject switching,
scratching, itching.
What's the hurry?
You look blurry.
Make me scurry,
keep your shirt on.
We're back, and that was some music from the Doers. That song was called "Keep Your Shirt On" from the 2006 album "What You Doing."
Prior to that, something we're not doing because we're out here tanning.
Yeah, we're tanning
our ripped muscles.
Yeah,
flapping in the wind.
Muscles are made of fat, right? That's right. I failed.
Everybody has muscles.
Yeah, I've got muscles all over. When I eat a lot, I think that's because I eat really like heavy foods, like big racks of lamb and like stuff like that. I think it's that's how I get lots of muscles. That's what I do.
That's the worst lie you ever told.
It's my regiment. Yeah, I'm not muscular and I don't eat racks of lamb. Wrong on every account.
Of all the stories you tell, that was the most ludicrous.
Yeah.
Before that, you heard two tracks from the record Arts and Crafts compilation that I think is just called X or something like that.
Yeah, it's called, I think it stands for 10, doesn't it?
It is. It does indeed, because it's their 10th anniversary. And you heard two collaborations there. The first that you heard starting off that set was a track called Lonely Is As Lonely Does by Hayden and Jason Collette. And then you heard the track by Golden Youth and Trust called Ladybird.
And I noticed that you put something in the CD player there. What did you throw in there?
This is a record that intrigued me based on its art alone, and that it was on Last Gang Records. So I popped it in and gave it a listen. It was pretty cool. And so I was like, oh, I want to know more about this band that I've never, you know, it was their debut. I hadn't heard of them before. And it turns out that it's actually the side project of the singer from the band Hot Hot Heat.
Whoa.
And I believe I'm not sure how many other people are there in the band.
Oh, I've heard of these
It's definitely
guys.
Him and a female artist and maybe someone else. And it's a new record called Don't Get Heavy. And it's sort of being promoted. It was promoted kind of funny in the press release where they're like, Hot Hot Heat used to have a whole bunch of energy and be this really ruckus band. And then they kind of got like, then the band members kind of changed and it got, you know, different, which is exactly what I thought too, because I used to really dig Hot Hot Heat when they had their first couple of records like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I think they had a really good record in like 2001, 2003. Yeah. And this is a return to form per se, or at least that's what they're saying for the lead artist in Hot Hot Heat as a side project. And I played one track last week that was, it was a pretty good time, so I figured to check it out again.
Aren't they, I thought, if I'm not mistaken, this was kind of a super group situation.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know a lot about it.
I just heard that the guy, I don't even remember the fellow's name from Hot Hot Heat, but
I can't recall
like
either.
Two other people from other reputable Canadian indie bands got together and did something. I don't know if this is the same one.
That could be the case. We'll have to check it out in the break there and bring you some more information. But yeah, I know it's definitely the guy from Hot Hot Heat, the singer, and there's not really any information in the sleeve here,
The illegible sleeve.
Yeah. I think his name is Parker Bosley. I'm pretty sure that's the guy.
That sounds made up.
And Steve Bays are the two main people in the band. It's a duo. So, and then there's some other musicians in there. So our task for you is to find out who Steve Bays and Parker Bosley is, and we'll let you know.
It's an assignment. And there's a Sudoku puzzle in there too. You also have to do a full Sudoku puzzle and find out this information before we talk again.
Otherwise, we'll play some more tunes for you, so stay tuned. We're about halfway through the program at this point, so a few more tracks to bring your way before we take a very quick break at the top of the hour. And yeah, don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned.
talking to you. No matter what these people do, no words in my mouth could ever replace. When I open my eyes, I can't remember your face. I love like I love, but I can't stand and I can't cry. I can't even show you my love, but I'll dream about it. But I'll dream about it. My mind is all so tired. Coming soon.